Now, two locals from Clontarf, Nick O'Brien and Lorcan Byrne, they're presently cycling through 10 countries in Africa, 12,000 kilometres. I said 120,000 kilometres earlier. I got that a bit overboard, wasn't it? All in aid of Kilbarrick Coast Community Project and Orphanage Orlindi, Namibia. And at the moment, they're in Ethiopia. They've been sending us an update of their travels and adventures weekly. And here is this week's. It's episode number 6.
Good afternoon. We're coming to you from a lovely little town at the top of a gorge called
Gohatsian.
Yes, and which is based in Ethiopia. So, I'm sorry again, we missed our last week's update. The last 2 weeks has been really, really quite intense. So, last time we talked to you, we were in Al Qadarif, part of Sudan, which is very important to note, not South Sudan. And we were looking to cross over the border, so we spent 5 days getting to the border, and then once we got to the border, I suppose the crossing.
We'd heard that in previous months there had been a bit of ethnic conflict at the border, which is at Metemma. However, once we got there, it seemed quite calm. We'd heard reports that in the few days and a week or so before we went that there wasn't any issue, so we went there hopeful that we wouldn't have any problems, and we made it through the border fine. When we actually made it through the border, we ran into a very large group of about 40 cyclists who were travelling with a professional tour company on the tour.
Yes.
So we were very excited to see another bunch of cyclists, and we cycled past the border to meet them for a bit of lunch. Except when we arrived there, we found out that they were due to get an army escort to Gondar just to be on the safe side in case there's any conflict. But the army then decided that there had been gunfire that day, so they were all getting into an army truck. Now for us, we had about 20 different Ethiopian fixers or Del boys come up to us and be like, "Yeah, we'll give you a lift on the truck, don't worry, just pay us €120, no problem." Which kind of put us off a bit because we had no army people saying to us that it was unsafe and we had to get on. So we said, "Okay, thanks, but no thanks for now." And we cycled on for a few minutes thinking, we'll see what happens when the actual army convoy drives past us. And sure enough, when the big convoy came along, the army truck immediately pulled over and all the army lads got out and said, why aren't you in this truck? So they insisted on getting in the truck, and we did. And I think it turned out to probably be a good idea to be on the safe side. We went past a few burnt down villages, and a number of local villagers kind of holding guns and stuff like that. So you can never really be sure, and obviously we don't have that local knowledge. So it was a bit mad. We're on top of an army truck going up an incredibly beautiful road to Gondar, and arrived there about 4 or 5 hours later and had our first beer for an entire month.
Yes.
Which needless to say, we were absolutely giddy about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I suppose just to go back to the start, for any new listeners, I do want to explain why we're talking about Sudan and Ethiopia and army trucks. Myself and Lorcan, my name's Nico and this is Lorcan, we are cycling from Cairo to Cape Town, all in aid of two charities. One is an orphanage in Namibia and one is a KCCP, which is Kilbarrick Coast Community Program, a fantastic program. Check them out on Google, and if you'd like to donate to our page, you can just type in "When We Go South," that's "When We Go South," all one word, into Google, and you'll see a load of hashtags and different websites come up for us. So do check that out. So, sorry, back to the story. We do have a few facts for you as well. Since last talking to you, we've hit the 3,000 kilometre mark, so we've cycled over 3,000 kilometres. We're in our third country, which is Ethiopia. We have, I think this is interesting, I have shed very little weight. So before we left, I was definitely piling on pounds. I'm not too big a person, but I thought I'd be skinny as a rake at the moment, but no, still have a few pounds. We're eating.
Keep a close eye.
Yeah, keep a close eye. We'll keep you updated on that. We are eating quite a bit of food just to keep up the energy levels, so we're not holding back on any of that. We try to get as much into us as possible. In Ethiopia, I suppose, we have and will be climbing over 8,000 metres. It's basically, they call it the roof of Africa, and there's a reason for that. We're asked constantly at about 2,100 metres and going up and down. Every day it's just up and down hills, which has been fantastic sights, but my legs definitely are feeling the blunt of it at this point. There was also, we were told that, you know, some parts of Ethiopia, some of the younger kids and stuff will just kind of can be a little bit aggressive and can maybe throw stones or come out and kind of like heckle you or anything like that. And so far, we have found pretty much none, zero. There's one kid who, like, kind of just, like, was... They're more having a bit of fun, you know? They're just...
They're naughty.
They're naughty. That's it. And I think it's you can have the crack with them, which is brilliant. There's Irish people, and we found that... I suppose other people cycling have not taken it as lighthearted as we have. But sure, look, this is it. So back to the stories anyway. So that was the crossing of the border Lorcan was talking about from Sudan to Ethiopia, where we got the army truck all the way up to Gondor. Then from there we went and hiked the Simien Mountains.
Yeah, so Ethiopia has like 70% of Africa's mountain ranges, has some of the top 10 peaks in Africa, and one of the most famous ranges being the Simien Mountains. So we went there for a 3-day hike, 2 nights, 3 days, and which was brilliant. It was great to be off the bike for a change, and a lovely way to meet different people. I think if you try and run into someone in a bar and sit opposite a table with them, and maybe not be as easy to like establish a bit of a connection or a bit of crack with them as it is if you're kind of stuck with them walking for 3 days. And we definitely found that, be it playing card games or singing songs along the way, that it's a really nice way to establish a bit of a bond and connection with someone. But the trails are amazing, and I think we were trekking up to about 3,900 meters, which had some incredible views, and I also got to see some amazing wildlife. So I got to see the Ethiopian wolf, which is apparently a once in a lifetime achievement to see, although I will be honest and say it looked a lot like an Irish red fox.
Yeah, kind of.
And then also saw a lot of mountain monkeys as well, about 800 of them, which was amazing. They're very natural in their environment, and really we're actually able to sit beside them in the field and just watch them for an hour or two. So that was really special, definitely.
Definitely, and if anyone ever goes to Ethiopia, definitely check it out. It's Simien Mountains up the north. Accommodation in Ethiopia has been fantastic. There's hotels at all the different villages that we passed through, and it's working out to be about 10 euro a night for both of us. That's for two, so 5 each. That's for basically a room. So it's really, really good. And Simien Mountains costs us 140 each, which was 2 nights, 3 days trekking, and really, really good food and incredible. Yeah, just incredible hiking.
Important to note, that comes out of our own money, not the fundraising.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
just to be clear.
Anyway, absolutely, to be clear. Finally, Lorcan, I suppose there's two things I have on my list here. As the food was... we've struggled to order food. Why is that?
I don't know, is the honest answer. We equip ourselves at the restaurant. We have like the Lonely Planet guidebook, and it has like a list of different foods and stuff, and I come armed every time with like 10 or 20 different like names of foods to list off, and I do my absolute best every time to be like, do you have this one? Do you have this one? Do you have this one? And I say the word in Amharic, and they're always just like, you don't even get a yes or a no, you just get like a confused look. So we always just end up going, we'll say a number of things and they give us a confused look, and then they will say something that we don't understand, and we'll just go, yeah, two of them. That sounds good. And we've gotten a real mishmash of things. I think the food is fantastic in Ethiopia, but the worst one we got a plate of completely plain spaghetti with just chopped up uncooked chilies in it, and then some spicy dal berbere, which is like the local spice here, and then just a loaf of bread. I just didn't know what to do. And we'd see all the other people in the restaurant getting these like amazing dishes coming out of them, and we literally just want to be like, we want that. But the struggle continues. We're getting there slowly but surely. There's some amazing meats and like dals and stuff like that you get on injera, which is kind of like a crepe pancake type bread, and all the food just goes on top of that, and then you rip up the bread and scoop up a bit of the food with your right hand and eat it with your hands. So we're getting there. I think by the time we leave Ethiopia, we'll have the food completely cracked.
Yeah, exactly. And so the other thing, and the last part of the trail that we did yesterday, which we were really, really happy about, which was probably the best day of cycling we've had in terms of just all-round madness, was the gorge. It is a gorge. So basically, we're cycling along at 2,150 meters, and then we come to the start of the Blue Nile. And the Blue Nile has carved a massive gorge. I would say the equivalent of the Grand Canyon over in America.
Yeah, we'll check those stats and get back to
you. Yeah, we're going to confirm those stats. But it looked something similar anyway. It was incredible. Just dropped straight down. So we dropped all the way down to 1,000 metres. Actually, 800 metres nearly. So it was a massive, massive drop down. It took us an hour just to free roll all the way down, past all the trucks who were trying to brake and break down, which inevitably broke down. And then it took us maybe four or five hours to, in first gear, going 5 kilometres an hour to come back up the other side. Was it good, Morgan? Did you enjoy it? Would you do it again?
I'm not sure I'd jump to do it again, but no, it was an amazing experience. It's about, for context, we climbed about 1,400 metres, which is roughly 10 times the height of the Hill of Howth and about 1.5 times the height of Carrum Tuathail in, you know, 4 or 5 hours. So it was definitely really tough. Toughest day of cycling I've probably done, but every time you looked over your shoulder and you just saw the view getting more and more amazing, and you looked down to the very bottom, you're like, oh yeah, we started from there. Was amazing. So there's a sense, definitely a sense of achievement at the end of the day. And you're ready for a beer and bed.
So our next leg is down into Addis Ababa, so it should take us 2 days to get there. And we're not sure what's going to happen next. There's a few options on the table, but we will keep you informed. Tune in for our next episode, and you'll hear all about it. We will leave you with, I suppose we did it in Sudan, one or two words. So in Ethiopia, the national language here, there's a lot of tribes and a lot of languages, but their national language is
Amharic.
And how do you say peace, Lorcan?
Salamnu.
Exactly. And this is also replied to by as Armano. So there's two little words, both mean peace, to take away with you. So if you meet anyone from Ethiopia, what you do is you shake their hand and you actually lean your shoulder into each other. So you kind of touch, you hit your shoulder twice off each other. And that's a kind of like how they greet here. It's a type of greeting. And you can say salamno. So there it is. Johnny, hope all is well back at home. Hope you're not freezing over too much. And I wonder what the weather is like. It's lovely here. So we'll see you then. See you next week, guys.
Cheers, Johnny.
All the best.
If only they knew what the weather is like over here. Clontarf locals Nick O'Brien and Lorcan Byrne reporting from their fundraising cycle through Africa.